It's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show. And for the past, I think it's coming up on 7 years now, this show has been providing everyone with a better understanding of who we are as human beings, because we're physical, that's obvious. We're emotional, I think everybody can relate to that. But we're also spiritual in nature, connecting to higher powers. And that's part of what our show is going to be about today. And we're intellectual. And so hopefully everyone is learning something every single day of their life. And I always tell people, you know, I want to be learning something right up until the end when I go, oh my goodness, this is what the other side looks like. And so hopefully all of us are utilizing those four facets of who we are. Today we're going to be meeting back with Mary Crawford, and we're going to be healing with the quantum connection. That's our topic today. And before we get started, please know that you can access past shows I've done with Mary, as well as many, many, many other guests. There's over 400 shows on the website. So you go to Synergy, S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y, connectionradio.com. And all of the shows are archived there under show notes. So I think there's 34 pages of shows right now, and each page has a bunch of links. You can read a synopsis about each and every show, and that way you're going to know whether it is something that you're interested in learning more about. There's also a link there to Boomers Forever Young, and this is a company that I've been using their products for 8 years. It is what kept me very healthy through the pandemic. No, I did not get a booster or even the original COVID shots, because I know how to keep myself healthy. And that's part of what I like to do, is to help people understand that we do have a way to keep our bodies physically healthy without necessarily relying on prescription drugs. I am on no prescriptions, don't plan on ever being on any prescriptions. And it's because of understanding what supplements can keep us truly healthy. And we don't need a ton of them, but we do need some. And so please check out their website. If there's anything that you decide that you would love to try, one of their newest ones is called Myotrol, M-Y-O-T-R-O-L. And I can't even tell you the number of people that I know that have reversed autoimmune disorders, that people that have Parkinson's, MS, that are feeling stronger, better because of using this particular product. The inventor came to this company because it's small, and he wanted, you know, his new customers to have their hand held and to be able to talk to a live person, not have some computer saying, press one, press two, press three. There's people that actually pick up the phone and say hi to you, and it is a human being, nothing more than that. So Myotrol is very, very interesting. I've been using it now for a year. It certainly helps muscle promotion, and it also helps stamina and energy. So if you're lacking any of those things, check out Myotrol. Click on the bottle itself, and there'll be a ton of information underneath it, including lots and lots of testimonies. So acquaint yourself with that particular product if you decide you want to try anything. If you just put my first name, L-U-C-Y, into the discount code box, you're going to get 15% off of your order. So in today's economy, everything helps. I talk to people all the time that go, I can't afford to stay healthy. And that's kind of true. But at the same time, if you don't take care of yourself and you end up with a diagnosis of something, you're going to pay more in the long run. And it's not just going to be money that you're paying more with co-pays and prescription drugs, but it's also your psyche, your emotional energy, the toll that it takes on you physically. So I just tell people to do the best they can to stay healthy. on the prevention end of it instead of on the disease end of it. All righty. So, welcome back to the show, Mary.
Hey, Lucy, good to be back.
I'm glad to have you back. So we're going to be talking about quantum healing, and I know that quantum healing is kind of a division in some ways of quantum physics. That's how it got its beginning, and I actually studied for about almost 3 years with a quantum physicist, and we did such fun things. People would kind of look at us, but we would meet because he had some traveling to do and I had some traveling to do. So we would meet like at hospital waiting room areas, or would go to a big medical clinic because those are easy to find. And we'd sit in like a waiting area, and people would be reading or, waiting for a loved one that might have gone into the building for an appointment. And we would bounce energy back and forth. I mean, it was so tangible. And we did it very subtly, but I would shove energy his direction and he could catch it. And then he would shove it back. And I could always feel it when it landed. And you've probably done that as well.
Yep.
But that was my beginning to understand quantum energy and how real it is and how tangible it is. So this quantum connection that we do have can make all the difference in our well-being. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Well, the thing is that it already is making a difference in our well-being, whether we know it or not, whether we believe it or not. Every person that you meet, every tree that you touch, every breath that you take is quantum energy. It's not different than every other energy around it. It's just a different way of describing what energy really is. And the quantum field, which is what we all live in, we are constantly bouncing energy off of everything around us, and that everything around us is bouncing energy off of us. So, you've heard people for many, many years saying surround yourself with positive people because you're going to be more in a positive energy state. That's so true. You can walk into a room where somebody's just had a fight and you can feel the tension in the air. I have been doing this work for over 2 decades, and back then nobody talked about quantum energy, at least not very much. I never heard of it. But then they started doing these experiments where they would take cells in a petri dish and divide them from the same organ and put them in two different buildings miles apart. And what they experimented on, they would take like some kind of loud music and blast it at one petri dish. And the way those cells reacted, the other petri dish miles away reacted exactly the same way at exactly the same moment because they were still connected energetically. And that's what really is the basis of the understanding of quantum physics, is that we are all connected, and it's just intention that creates that connection. So I don't walk down the street and connect to everybody intentionally. I mean, I know that I'm getting energy from them and I'm sending energy to them at some level, but when I connect intentionally with my client, I can really get messages from their body. So when I do this full body scan that I do, I'm purposely connecting to their circulation system, to their digestive system. If I get there's an imbalance in the digestive system, I go deeper. Is it the stomach? Is it the esophagus? Are we looking at the liver or the kidneys? What's going on? Is it the small intestine? And then I can go deeper still and find out, is this physical? Is it toxins? Is it parasites? Or is it energy? Are you storing emotional energy there? Are you storing past life energy? Are you storing something that's been passed on in the DNA from your ancestors? And so that gives us the basis for then moving forward to tackle whatever that issue is so that we can bring you back into balance.
So let me ask a question, because I mean, I'm hearing lots of different things in my head as I'm listening to you. Let's just say that somebody is obese in this lifetime. Could they have been obese in multiple lifetimes, or could it be something that I don't know, like whether it was a past life or whether it was something that was inherited from a mother or a father that was unresolved, and then they inherited that particular energetic issue, let's say. And so now they've got weight, whereas maybe the parent didn't have weight, but they inherited this. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because
Oh,
I'm not
yeah.
sure. Okay.
It can be any or all of those. So you could inherit, no, there's genetic study on genes that are passed down, but did you know that you can inherit emotions on your genes as well? Inherit trauma energy on your genes. You can inherit beliefs from your ancestors on your genes. There's something called a miasm, and a miasm is just a belief that we inherit that everybody in my family is going to get diabetes by the time we're 60 years old. You know, that's a belief. It's a miasm. It doesn't have to belong to you, and you can get rid of it. But sometimes those are so deeply embedded, it's been handed down through generations. You know, heart disease,
Heart
diabetes,
disease, cancer.
right? You know. And the thing is that we can turn on and off our genes by what we believe. So if you believe that every woman in your family has had breast cancer, then that's a really strong miasm. That's a really strong genetic belief. And that can turn on genes that allow breast cancer. You know, you can also turn them off. So, you know, it's just. It's what do you want to create in this body in this lifetime? You get to decide. And that's what I really love helping my clients understand is that this is a power that you have. You are in control of your life and you do not have to be. Like I just talked to a woman a few minutes ago who was diagnosed with cancer. And the way she healed herself was by not listening to the doctors. So, I mean, I totally respect Western medicine for some things. But when you're dealing with such an emotionally charged illness like breast cancer, she went outside every day and she talked to the trees and she was out in nature and she tuned out what the doctors were telling her that this is going to get worse, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. She just tuned it out and she said, I am connecting to the earth, I am healing, I feel my body healing itself, I am in control here, and she got rid of it.
That would be another time to use emotional freedom technique. Tapping
Yes.
is, even though I have a diagnosis of cancer, I am healing each and every day and getting healthier and healthier. I mean, those kinds of statements get you out of that trench that is doom and gloom into something that is, beautiful and healing. I was going to tell you something else that I thought was interesting when you were talking about inherited, like, in my family, every, my two brothers, my mom and my dad, all were wearing glasses by the time they were, I would say, in their 40s. And I made the decision, and don't ever ask me why, because I didn't like glasses. I didn't like the way they felt on my face. I had an astigmatism, which a lot of people have. And I told myself, no, I'm not going to ever wear glasses. My eyes are perfectly healthy. I did start taking something called, well, it's lutein, and the Eye Institute of America tells you need 10 milligrams of lutein every single day. So I started taking that probably 30 years ago. And I just had another test with my ophthalmologist. And because, people after the age of 60, they'll start getting cataracts, they might have glaucoma diagnosed. And he just looked at me and he went, "Well, I'll see you in a couple of years." He says, "You're fine." And I use readers, but they're only like 1.5 if I'm doing a lot of computer work. And it's just, helps with reading the fine print. But I think it's so powerful to understand that we have the ability to heal anything. And this energetic field that we have around us is there all the time. And I'm sure this happens to you, but when I'm around children under the age of 2 in particular, it's like they jerk their head around to look. And yeah, it's not my red hair and it's not, I don't think anything else. I think they see energetically what we as adults have forgotten to see. And so they can still see it. Animals see it. And they know immediately whether you're a good guy or a bad guy.
Oh, of course, yeah, absolutely. Going back to EFT, one, I just want to make a quick note here. You can say those things, but if you're not tapping at the same time,
Yes,
you
yeah,
don't
you
get
have
the
to tap.
results. And the thing is that the tapping, you're tapping on specific acupressure points for the organs and the glands that are holding on to those emotional energies. It's the tapping, you're just light tapping that helps your body release what you're talking about, like this darn cancer. I hate this cancer. I absolutely hate it. I want to get it out of my body. You want to say stuff like that. It sounds, people always say, I thought we weren't supposed to say bad stuff. But yeah, you're holding on to it. You're angry. You're angry about it. Why did I get it? Why is it here? I don't like it. I hate it. I want it out of here. You have to say those things while you're tapping so that your body can really release it. Tapping is all about really speaking the truth that you're holding in your body, and do that while you're tapping on those points, because then you can release that energy, and then you can go back to, I know that I'm powerful. I know that I'm strong. I know that I can heal this. I know that my body doesn't have to hold on to this. But you start with the anger and the fear and the frustration and, the things that you're really feeling.
Right.
And tapping is huge. I use a lot of that in the work that I do.
How many people that you're working with? Especially since you can use this quantum healing for healing past lives. How many people that are coming in to see you actually have a past life issue? And then you find that and you're able to help them release it there. And then in turn, it's released in their current life.
I think what I'm seeing now is more ancestral energy. I used to see a lot of past life energy, but I think we are evolving to a point where we are more present in this lifetime and not so much holding on to past lives. I don't know how else to explain that. That's just what I'm feeling with the clients that I've been working with and the things that I've been seeing. But we are still sometimes trapped with the burden of holding our ancestral energy in our body. And that's what I help people release. And I also work a lot with little child energy, where we will, like I just had a client the other day, and the first thing we did is we started talking to her 3-year-old self. And her 3-year-old had this information that she wanted her to know, but they had never talked about it before. It was kind of buried. And so having those really deep conversations with your little child, and your little child, every single time I do that work, we go back and we check in, and the little child is saying, "Thank you for listening. Nobody ever listened to me before. Thank you. I feel so much better now. I feel safer now. I feel stronger now." And that carries over into your present life right now,
Right.
that you don't have that trigger anymore. So,
As a psychotherapist, because I still have clients that I work with, but as a psychotherapist, it's amazing how many people have abandonment issues. And it goes back to being a child, where, I mean, it could be something as simple in a way as being lost in a store for a brief period of time, but it triggered, that fear of I can never let somebody out of my sight. And so, they may be holding on to relationships, they may be holding on to children that need to have the ability to, flee the nest and start their own lives. But mom or dad has these abandonment issues from their childhood, and they're not able to do it with their own children.
I've had clients who have had trauma energy trapped from when they were 5 or 6 years old and happened to watch a scary movie.
Oh, wow.
And it developed OCD symptoms in them, where they have to constantly be checking, are the doors locked? Am I safe? Is somebody around to protect me, or am I around to protect somebody else? And it's this energy that goes back to when they were little. And your subconscious mind doesn't distinguish between what's really happening and what's on the television set or the movie screen. It all feels real at that time. And especially for the younger ones, they're so open at that, under the age of 8 or 9, they are so open and absorbing everything around them. And they watch a scary movie, and it feels like that really happened. Really happened, and I need to be careful. I need to be afraid of that. And so that energy gets trapped as well. And with tapping, with the quantum energy work, we can help them let that go. So.
To this day, I have never liked scary movies, ever, ever, ever. And I don't know whether it was something like that maybe back when, but I don't find it entertaining to have
No.
a movie try to scare you. And, with violence or with impending doom or something of that nature. And so I refuse to watch them. If it's something that has a lot of violence in it, I'm just not going to even bother to turn it on. And I have people that are watching like Yellowstone in 1923, and it's just too violent for me.
Yeah.
They're
Yeah.
loving it, and I'm thinking, ooh, how do you love something like that? Because I
Or
don't.
the zombie TV shows.
Yes, right. Those are no,
What?
no.
Why? How is that fun?
No, there's enough of that in real life without making a movie about it. So, the quantum healing that you're, specializing in, why don't you walk us through like a typical person that might call you and say, I'm having this issue, and how would you use quantum healing for them? Just kind of a scenario.
So, quantum healing for me is making that connection easily to their energy field, okay? Because we are all connected, and with intention, I can do that. So, if you come to me and you say, I'm really not sleeping. What's going on? Why can't I sleep? I can connect to your body. And the first thing I'm going to do is check the physical. I'm going to go through all the systems in your body and find out. Is there a problem with circulation? Is there a problem with your digestion? I can't say that word. Can keep you up all night, if it's not working well, or if you have parasites, which a lot of people have, or you have heavy metals, or you have other things that are going on in your digestive system that keeps it from functioning well while you're sleeping. You're getting up all the time. You're running to the bathroom, or you're tossing and turning, and you've got leg cramps and things going on. So I start with the physical. I connect to your body and I ask questions. What's going on? What's the balance? How strong is this? I can get a lot of different kinds of readings from your body. And then we go into, okay, what do we know? Does your body want more magnesium? Does your body want to eliminate wheat? Does your body want to get rid of the toxins? Does your body have an issue with parasites? Do we need to do a parasite cleanse? And then we'll go deeper. Is this, are you holding on to issues like the liver can hold on to frustration and anger, and the kidneys will hold on to feeling pissed off, feeling, just like really let down. And so we can find out what those energies are and help you. The thing is about energy is when you identify it in this kind of a situation, you can bring it up to the surface and you can let it go quickly. Because once you see it and you know that it's not serving you, you don't need to keep it anymore. But sometimes you don't even know you have these things. And so that's how I work with people to help them identify what's actually going on so that we can release it. Does that make sense?
No, it totally does. I'm aware of ivermectin being something that does get rid of parasites. Do you have them use something like ivermectin, or do you have another one that you want to use?
I have started using the Avini Nano Silver. It's a new technology for silver. A lot of people have used colloidal silver for years or ionic silver. Those have some detrimental effects on the body. They can be really helpful, but they also have some side effects. The nano silver is a specially coated silver that actually will kill. It can get into the bloodstream, it can get into the organs and glands, and it can kill these parasites without affecting the good cells. And I'm not a scientist. I can't tell you exactly how that works, but I have seen it happen over and over again. We have some colon therapists who are using the nano silver with their patients with the colonics that they do. And after just, a couple of days on this product, they are seeing really obnoxious things coming out of that person's body.
Oh, really?
Yes, that they had no idea they had. And I've had people using it for different kinds of parasites that can get into the hair and the skin and the eyes and just, sometimes they're microscopic. You can hardly see them, but
Well, our
sometimes.
bodies are like a host. We have symbiotic relationship with bacteria, and our bodies are full of those kinds of things. But I had heard that we're having more issues with parasites. I'm not exactly sure the reason why. I'm thinking it's in our food chain, in
In
all
the food chain,
probability.
we've had a major outbreak with bird flu again, and look at the way we're raising our chickens. It's just inevitable.
Yeah,
There's
chickens
parasites that
could.
can.
In fact, I just was listening to somebody talk about the chicken issue, that if we had left them alone, it's kind of like overwashing your hands. You would eventually develop immunity. The birds would develop immunity to some of these viruses, but because of the way they're kept, none of them have any kind of immunity. And so then when something comes in that's foreign, they all get it.
Well, there's so many things wrong with the way we raise our
Animals.
animal food. So don't get started on that. That's a whole nother topic.
Hey, listen, when I was back where I live in Florida, there's a lot of cattle still, but they actually get to graze. They get to wander around the shrubs and whatever. But in Wisconsin, where I love the state, but I do not love what they do with the cows, because they're like these massive farms, and these poor animals never get, I mean, from the time they're born until the time they die,
Yeah,
they never
that's the
get.
dairy farms. Yeah, the dairy farms are notorious for torturing animals. So I gave up animal food a long time ago, and I don't miss it at all. And I'm so much healthier for it. And all my panic attacks went away when I stopped eating animals. So, and I've heard from other people who are plant-based that they had the same issue. They were picking up the energy of the animals.
Oh.
And animals release a lot of stress hormones when they're going to slaughter.
Yes.
Those get stuck in their tissues, and then we eat those. It's like, oh, good. Let's add some more stress hormones to our body,
Oh,
right?
yes. That makes sense. There is, and I've forgotten her name, but a professor at Colorado State University that was, gosh, I think she's done this work maybe 30 years ago or more, but she was on the autism spectrum. She wasn't totally removed, but she understood what the animals were feeling, and she invented the technique where they walk in circles to go to slaughter instead of all of them being crammed into these chutes, because that created even more issues for them. So she did a little bit, to help them at least.
So, quantum physics.
Quantum physics, and that does tell you. I mean, that did I ever tell you about the plant study that where they were attaching, you were talking about the cells in one petri dish relating to ones in another. But this plant study did something very similar. And they had a person that came in, the students were PhD students, but they were raising plants. They had these little electrodes attached to them so they could watch, that change when they did different things. And they had a person join them who was not part of the normal student population working with these plants, and he yanked one of the plants out of its container and ripped it up. All of the other plants registered distress with what he was doing to one of them. But what really was different is that he came back several weeks later and they registered the minute he walked in. They knew who he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have studies now where they're saying, again, using these same electrodes attached to the plants, that plants can recognize when their owners are coming home when they're still a mile or two away from home, just like a puppy dog. They
Isn't that
start perking
fascinating?
up when they feel that you're getting close to home.
Wow. And I didn't know that, but that is
Yeah.
really cool. I mean, I love my plants. I take care of them. And I've got a Christmas cactus that's almost 30 years old now. And
Yeah.
I've taken cuttings from her and given them as gifts, over the years. I planted them and then grew new cactuses and then gave them for Christmas gifts. So she, her population continues.
Yay. I love that. Yeah, there's so much we don't know yet, and that's what makes it really exciting. But people just have to be open to the possibility. You
Yes.
know, what else is possible?
Well, I have always believed, the biblical, I don't know which, whether it's in John or, which one of the New Testament chapters it's in. I kept thinking it was John. But when Christ said, "What I do, you can do and more." And I've always believed that is that he was showing us, how powerful we really are. But that was kind of kept from the masses because nobody wanted you to know how powerful you are. And yet here we are all these years later, and we're just now discovering this, that we do have the ability to heal.
And that's really, I feel, my overall purpose is to help people understand that you are powerful, that this is what you're here. What you're here for is to recognize that power. Anybody who's on the planet right now came with a really specific purpose to help with the evolution of the human race, because we are going through a major transition right now on this planet, and it's going to continue for the next couple of years in a pretty intense way. In fact, I've heard that this summer, there are some channels that are saying there's going to be another lockdown, but not for physical reasons, more for military, to protect the population from killing each other. And I'm like, oh God, people, wake up, you know? There's going to be so much frustration and anger that we're going to have to lock down again and really go inside and feel, what did we really want? What do we really want to create here? Because this isn't working. And so that could happen. Who knows? But I really feel like everything that's happening is always going to be for the better. It's something that we are creating, and it's something that we're going to choose to make something better out of. So,
I believe that too. Well, let people know how they can get hold of you because our show's done for today, but you'll be back again.
best way to reach me is my website, or my email. My email is Mary at thejoyofbeingwell.com. And that's the website, thejoyofbeingwell.com. You can also find me on Alignable. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Facebook. I'm kind of all over the place. I'm on Instagram. It's Mary's Energy Healing on Instagram.
Okay.
So,
All right. So please, everybody who's listening to the show, share this information and let people understand that Mary is not only approachable, but she is certainly anxious to help you with your healing journey. And I think that is, why we are here. I do what I do, and Mary does what she does, but it's all to, at least in our immediate circle, to energetically change or help shift some of the dynamics that are more destructive out there. And so, we're here for good reasons.
We try.
No, we try. All right, everybody, please go out there and make this your very best life. And we'll see you next week.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.